Alaska has been the destination of explorers for thousands of years. But here on the Central Peninsula, if you're an explorer, you might be interested in some different things. We're talking with Chief Meek over at the Tsleil-Waututh Police Department, and you have a program for explorers that is about exploring public safety, isn't it, Chief?
That is correct. It does so much for the youth of our community. The Explorer program brings in our youth all over the peninsula. We don't just limit it to Soldotna. We take those from Kenai, Nikiski, as long as we can get them here. And it teaches them morals, values, public safety context. It also teaches them things like first aid, CPR, how to deal with the public. It's just an overall great program. Sergeant Brennan started up the program here in the city of Kenai several years ago, and Kenai, my bad. It came from Kenai to Sergeant Brennan many years ago, and he took it over. And right now we're looking to expand that program. And we've gotten a lot of buy-in, and we've got a lot of help from Kenai Police Department, from the Alaska State Troopers, and we're making it so that we can bring in more and more of our youth.
Sergeant Brennan, what does it take to become an explorer? What is the age group, and what are the qualifications?
We open it up to high school age kids, so normally that 14 to 18 age, but they just have to be in high school when they start. And we're looking for kids that have an interest in the criminal justice field. They don't have to want to be a police officer. We cover all aspects of the criminal justice system, and they have to have at least a 2.0 in school, and they have to contact me and apply, and then our board will look at their application and then decide who gets who's able to join.
Okay, you said rather quickly that you don't have to be interested in becoming a police officer, so it's not like an apprenticeship or an academy. But yet the benefits in community service and understanding what public safety is really all about, can that benefit people regardless of the pathway that they're pursuing as a career?
Absolutely. So we've had kids that have joined the program that have gone on to law school, that have gone into the Marines, the Air Force, Coast Guard, some that have gone through it and realized that while that this was not the line of work that they wanted to go into. So it gives them those experiences, but it gives them leadership skills and the ability to, you know, interact with community members that maybe they wouldn't normally have contact with.
And what's the time commitment for someone who joins?
Oh, it's two hours a week during the school year. So we meet every Tuesday night during the school year.
Okay, so it is quite a commitment for the student.
Absolutely, yeah. They have to come every week. They're only allowed to miss for, you know, school sports or jobs. And outside of that, they have to attend. So yeah, it can be quite a commitment for them with everything else they have going on.
And then for a lot of the special events, we don't make them mandatory, but we encourage volunteering for the events like the Project Homeless yesterday here at the Sports Center. We had four of our explorers show up just to do those community interactions. The Spooktacular, we had, I think, almost 10 explorers show up and hand out candy to the youth of the community. So in addition to that 2 hours a week, we do have weekend events and the toy shop with the cop, our explorers came out and helped out with that program. So it's getting them not just interested in public safety, but getting them interested in their community.
And is there practical experience in addition to that, or is it basically just theory and book learning?
Oh, there's theory and there's book learning, but they also get to do hands-on training with law enforcement instructors from all over the peninsula. So it's not just sitting in a classroom. There's lots of scenario-based active training, hands-on stuff.
And hands-on with tasers?
Yeah, tasers. OC spray, some defensive tactics, some ground fighting. We try to incorporate a lot of that public safety knowledge to them and some of the things that they can expect should they pursue that career in law enforcement, but also things that can help them protect themselves and help themselves if they get into that dark alley in the middle of the night in a place where they need the help, they can help themselves.
Just make them a better community member. Again, for people listening and they're now interested or parents who want their kids to be interested, how do they get that information and sign up?
Contact the Soldotna Police Department, ask for Sergeant Tobin Brennan, or send him an email, and we'll make that email available to you.
Thank you for what you're doing, not only for enforcing the law, but encouraging the next generation and spreading the benefit of the community. Toby, you do a great job. And, Chief, we're glad to have you up here from Florida. Are you staying warm?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm loving it. I've missed the cold weather for too long. So.
Merrill Sikorski with the fire chief, no, with the police chief over in Soldotna, returning you to that driver's license and registration, please, sound of KSRM.